Recently, the Family Research Council out of Washington, D.C., brought out an analysis. It's called The Real Planned Parenthood Leading the Culture of Death. The chief author of that is Mary Zock. Am I pronouncing that right, Mary?
That's correct.
Okay, and that's spelled S-Z-O-C-H. And the Family Research Council can be reached at frc.org, and they have this Planned Parenthood report listed on their website. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Mary, it's great to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Sure. So tell us about this report on Planned Parenthood, which basically focused on fiscal year 2019.
Yeah, so Planned Parenthood puts out their annual report every year, and this year was no different. They consider it a report of all the things that they've done to help people, and really we know that it's a report about all the different ways that they have promoted the culture of death. And the key way in which they do that is through committing abortions. And their annual report this past year showed that in 2019-2020, they committed 354,871 abortions. This number is an increase of about 9,000 abortions since 2018. And we've seen that number continues to go up.
And they receive a lot of money from the taxpayers, $618 million, or 38% of its funding from government grants and contracts. That means you and I have to pay for this. Comment on that. Why does Planned Parenthood keep, you know, going to the government with its hat in its hand? Oh, we need money. Help us. As if they need money. I mean, abortion's very lucrative, as I understand it.
It certainly is. Planned Parenthood raked in $1.641 billion in 2019. That was their highest annual total in history. And so it's not that Planned Parenthood actually needs taxpayer funding. It's almost as if Planned Parenthood wants the public approval and wants the government to fund them so that they can feel better about what they're doing. You and I are being forced to pay taxes that will go to an organization whose primary mission is to kill unborn children. Wow. That just seems wrong.
Yeah. By the way, can you speak closer into the phone directly? But I understand that one of the activities now of Planned Parenthood involves the whole transgender issue and providing hormone blockers and things like that for kids suffering with gender dysphoria. Tell us about that.
It certainly does. Planned Parenthood has become the second largest provider of hormone therapy in the country. They provide cross-sex hormones to teens and children, or to teens and young adults who identify as transgender and have gender dysphoria. This is another very lucrative business. And so it's not shocking that it's something they do.
Who is the number one provider? I'm just curious.
You know, I don't actually know who the number one provider is. I have asked a number of people that, and it seems like there's a couple different schools of thought on it, but I wouldn't want to
That's fine.
To promote any of those theories.
Sure. Mary, you know, what's interesting about this is, I don't know if you know of Terry Schilling of the American Principles Project, but in one of the interviews we did with him, he made the observation that he thinks, when it comes to the transgender issue, he said, listen, I'm going to predict something. 10 years from now or so down the road, a lot of these young people whose lives have been ruined because they listened to these adults who gave them bad advice. They were suffering with, you know, confusion about their gender. And this culture promotes that, by the way. Then they take these hormone blockers or even worse, have surgeries or something like that. And he said that isn't going to solve the problem. And 10 years from now, they're going to be suing some of these doctors and things like that, you know, institutions like that. I wouldn't be surprised if there's, you know, all kinds of bad fallout from these terrible decisions that groups like Planned Parenthood are making in terms of dealing with these poor kids that are struggling with gender dysphoria and giving them the wrong answers?
I hope that there is all sorts of fallout from it. I hope that Planned Parenthood is held accountable, just as they should be held accountable for the women whose lives they have damaged through the atrocity of abortion. They don't care about people. All they care about is making money, and they'll exploit anyone to do that. And so I think they should be held accountable for that.
All right. Comment about the pills that, for example, I understand a lot of times lately, especially since the pandemic hit, that a lot of times the patients of Planned Parenthood are getting their abortions primarily through pill form. A lot of them are getting them through pill form as opposed to actual surgical procedures. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we have seen a decrease in the number of surgical abortions just about every year, but what we've seen increasing way, way too fast are the number of chemical abortions that take place. And these chemical abortions are terrible for women. You know, we know that surgical abortions are dangerous, but we know that chemical abortions are four times as dangerous for women. And these women are taking these abortion-inducing pills at home, not under the supervision of the doctor, without any knowledge of whether their pregnancy is too far along to actually take the pills, or if it's an ectopic pregnancy, or if there's some other complication that's going to cause a serious, serious complication to result from taking these pills. Often ingesting the chemical abortion pill results in an incomplete abortion. The woman who does complete the abortion, frequently she has the abortion, she has the child while sitting on the toilet, and often will see her unborn child's remains there, which I'm sure is just incredibly traumatic. But again, Planned Parenthood doesn't care about women. And so they're fine promoting this because it's a way that they can make money during the pandemic, a way that they can perform abortions more easily and more quickly. And so they're happy to do it.
I would refer people to the movie Unplanned, which is rated R, by the way, but Unplanned tells a story of Abby Johnson. At one time, 2008, she was the employee of the year of Planned Parenthood, the whole company or the whole organization. She was the employee of the year. A year later, she quit out of conscience sake, because she happened to see through a sonogram of an abortion in her own clinic, realized, no, this is not a clump of cells. This is a little baby, you know, inside the womb fighting for dear life and losing because of the abortionists and all the techniques they have. Well, in that movie, they show she herself had one of those kinds of abortions where it was done through the pill and it was done at home, and she had to see the baby. And it was one of the most graphic scenes of the whole movie. And some people were saying, oh, they shouldn't have called it rated R. That was discrimination against the movie. I saw the movie and I thought, I'm glad it was rated R. It should be because of that one scene. But it describes the very things, you know, visually that you were just talking about these do-it-yourself abortion pills done at home. And then you see the results. It's human tragedy, really.
It really is, and we know that sadly, you know, the women who do this are much more likely to hemorrhage. They're 15.6% compared to 2.1% in a surgical abortion, are likely to hemorrhage, and 6.7% compared to 1.6% in a surgical abortion are likely to have an incomplete abortion, which will then necessitate, you know, another surgical abortion sometimes. So This is a very, very dangerous procedure, and it's not one that anyone should be promoting, but Planned Parenthood is happy to do so.
You know, going back to Planned Parenthood and the transgender issue, abortion seems to be their wheelhouse. I mean, that's what they focus on. How does transgender fit in that scheme?
Well, I think Planned Parenthood's real wheelhouse is denying science for the purpose of exploiting people and making money. And in the case of abortion, they deny the scientific fact that an unborn child is a human being from the moment of conception. In cross-sex hormone therapy, they deny the scientific fact that there are chromosomal realities to being male and being female, and that these are the only two options, that your sex is assigned at conception, when those chromosomal realities are present. And Planned Parenthood is once again willing to deny this reality to exploit the people who are experiencing this confusion or who are experiencing mental illness, and to profit off them.
Hmm. And I guess one aspect of the transgender movement is that if somebody did go the transgender route, they had their biological realities change, they might not, easily be able to have a child, and Planned Parenthood doesn't seem to be very pro-child in the big picture of things.
Well, certainly. Margaret Sanger is known for having said, in my view, there should be no more children. Well, cross-sex hormones can cause sterilization, and that certainly is in line with her view.
I understand, according to your report, Planned Parenthood spent a lot of money in the recent elections, and it was all one way.
Yes. Planned Parenthood pledged to spend $45 million, and they claim to be a nonpartisan organization. Well, $0 went to Republicans.
Zero. I mean, that's amazing. And they're also opposed to the Hyde Amendment, which, is opposed to federal funding of abortion. Tell us about that.
They are. And I want to draw the connection between those two. Planned Parenthood spent $45 million campaigning for Democrats to get elected. And now Democrats, for the first time, have been pushing overwhelmingly for the removal of the Hyde Amendment, which provides makes provisions so that taxpayers do not have to fund abortions, and it has had bipartisan support since its inception. But Planned Parenthood campaigned for all of these Democrats to be in Congress, and so it's no wonder now that those Democrats are doing their bidding. I think it poses the question to the American people, who got elected, your representative or Planned Parenthood?
And I understand that 60% of Americans oppose, even if they might agree, or some of them might agree with abortion rights, they oppose for, tax dollars for abortion.
They do, because the majority of Americans recognize that even if they are pro-abortion, someone else might not be, and that other person likely believes that abortion, and correctly believes that abortion, is the destruction of an innocent human being's life in the womb. And the majority of Americans think that if someone believes that, they shouldn't be forced to pay for it.
Wow. All right, Mary Zock, thanks so much for being with us. Again, the name of the report is The Real Planned Parenthood Leading the Culture of Death, FRC.org, for more information. Thank you, Mary. All the best.
Thanks so much.